Well, as we've been discussing this morning, the US has been gripped by eclipse fever. Millions of Americans have been watching the first total solar eclipse to sweep the US from coast to coast in almost a century. A total solar eclipse is where the moon comes between the Earth and the sun, gradually plunging the Earth into temporary darkness.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
As it gets dark, the crowd erupts in cheers.
There they are. Erupting and cheering. Ecstatic reactions from some Americans. Well, here in Australia, we'll have to wait 11 years for the next total eclipse to hit our continent. So, seeing we have to wait for so long, let's get an eyewitness account from someone who saw the US eclipse. Dr. Amanda Bauer is an astronomer. She's co-host of the RN podcast Cosmic Vertigo, and she was watching all this from Nashville, outside Nashville, Tennessee. Amanda Bauer, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello.
You were one of those who turned their eyes to the sky. Did it live up to the title of the Great American Eclipse?
Oh, it was absolutely spectacular. We were potentially going to be covered by clouds, but we were not in the end, and fireworks went off, and you can see Venus and Mercury and those rays of the sun that come out around that darkened sun, and it's just spectacular.
So tell us a bit more about that. So for, I think it's 2.5 minutes, is it, the world became dark for you?
Yeah, it's like late dusk. So along the horizon, you can see what looks like sunsets in every direction, and you can really feel the temperature going down, and it gets dark. You can start to see a couple stars, and the moon, it blocks that bright disk of the sun. So you can look at it with your eyes only during that 2.5 minutes, and you see these really bright rays shooting out from the area around the sun that you usually can't see at all, because the normal part of the sun that you can see is way too bright. It's otherworldly.
So you see all these other things going on in the cosmos because the sun is not sort of shining everything out into background.
Yeah, it really, you know that the sun is a powerful, energetic, hot thing giving us light and heat, but it really doesn't hit home until it's blocked and you feel physically and emotionally the change and what else is out there around it. It's incredible.
And the total darkness was only in a 70-mile strip, I think, across the continent. Were you in that area?
Yeah, I was, yeah. So I saw absolute totality. I was within that 70 miles. I had pretty close to 2 minutes and 30 seconds, so we got very close to the maximum we could see this time around. And this is the third one I've seen, and the third time I've been lucky enough to not have clouds. So I'm going to continue to chase them. They're just so spectacular.
Yeah, you're a lucky star. When you say you can look at it with your eyes, you can't exactly, can you? I mean, we did see pictures of the US president wearing protective glasses, members of the public looking at the sky through a pinhole camera. It's still imperative, isn't it, that you wear some protection?
Only during the partial eclipse do you have to wear protection. So during the absolute totality, the part that the moon covers is the part that does the damage to your eyes. So only during that 2 minutes of totality you can look with your regular eye.
Okay, right. We heard a little bit there of the sound of the delight of US eclipse watchers. It seems to be very much a cultural event, this one, even perhaps more so than a scientific one. Is there anything scientific we still learn from an event like this, Amanda?
There certainly are people setting up experiments, but the big discoveries, you know, the confirmation of general relativity that happened in the early 1900s, those sorts of experiments have been done for the most part. So all the astronomers that I know well just decided to relax for the day and go out and enjoy it with their eyes, maybe take a couple photos, but I brought my family and we got to see it this time around. So it's more of a personal experience for me than it is really the scientific of this particular event.
And can I ask you, I mean, you are a scientist, that's why you were one of our top 5 under 40 scientists here at RN. Why this was the first, I think, since 1918, total eclipse to track from coast to coast in the US. Why are eclipses so rare?
Well, it just happens to be a coincidental lineup that the moon in its orbit passes in front of the sun, and that the moon is the exact same size in the sky as our sun. It's totally coincidental, and that blows my mind. And on average, we see a total solar eclipse about every 18 months. So there'll be another one in 2 years that covers Chile. And these 18 months, they go into different parts of the world. So it gets more and more rare that they hit the same part twice.
Okay, so in 2028 it'll be here in Australia, so I imagine you'll be back for that to make sure we can all see it and there's no clouds. But just briefly, Amanda, Google and the University of California have teamed up to make a so-called mega movie of the solar eclipse by collating photos taken across the US and turning them into a movie. Members of the public invited to send in their photos. How important is it to excite the public about events like this? How useful is it? Just briefly.
I think it's really fantastic because people are more aware of what's going on and potentially the science that happens. And simple questions like, why do we have phases of the moon? That's what gets people involved and caught onto science.
And I guess that kind of mass crowdsourcing of images like that helps also science, because you've got more people and more witnesses in more places than we've ever had before. Amanda, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad the clouds stayed away. Thank you so much for joining us. It's lovely to talk to you again.
Nice to be back. Thanks for having me.
Astronomer Dr. Amanda Bauer. She's the host of the ABC RN podcast Cosmic Vertigo. You can find that on your ABC Radio app or download it wherever you get your podcasts.